So your marriage is not exactly where you want it to be, and you want to turn it around, bring it back to a better place. Today, we're going to talk about five things that can do that for you. Hey, Cody Butler here, marriage coach and founder of Better Marriage. And if this is your first time here, then we help men repair, rebuild, and restore their marriage from the ground up. Even if it seems hopeless right now, even if your wife's telling you it's over, there's no hope. We can show you how to turn that around. If you want to know more about how to do that, we've got a free workshop. The link's in the description. Make sure you check that out. So, what are five things that you can do to really start to revive your marriage and turn it around, regardless of where it is or how bad it is right now? Well, the first thing you can do is to understand what attracted your wife to you in the first place and what made her say yes to you in the first place. And there's only two things, and that is that she loved the way that she felt around you, she loved the way you made her feel, and she saw that a future with you was much better than a future without you. Now, if the marriage is going south, if she's wanting to leave or it's deteriorating and you don't know how to stop it, these two things have changed. She no longer likes the way that she feels about you, and she no longer sees that a future with you is better than a future without you. So the key here is we've got to understand these are the things that she wants, and everything else just falls into one of those two buckets, right? So we've got to start to really focus on how is she feeling around you? How is your communication, your action, your interaction, all of these things? How is that impacting her at an emotional feeling level? And secondly, what future does she see with you? Now, if she's wanted to leave, she sees the future without you as being a better thing. So these are the two areas that you need to start to focus on and understand that those are the reasons that she said yes in the first place, and those are the things that will really help to win her back into the marriage. The second thing that we need to do is to understand that negative repels, positive attracts. Now, a lot of the men that we talk to, they're in a very bad situation, the marriage is failing, and they're in a very, very negative place. But we have to understand that negativity only repels, and state is everything. If we're going to repair, restore the marriage, and bring it back to a place of reconciliation, then state is everything. We've got to get the foundation in place, and negativity is no place for marriage reconciliation to take place. Now, if we think about it, how many depressed people do we know that we're really attracted to? How many anxious people or negative people or constantly down all the time? Everything you say is a downer. Everything you say, they create a problem around it. How many of those people are we actually attracted to? Yep. We become that person in the marriage, and we expect our wife to be attracted to us. Now, a lot of times we all go through life, right? I get that. You know, we suffer from anxiety, we suffer from depression. I'm not saying that these things are wrong, and if you're experiencing those, you're wrong. All I'm saying is that you can't live there if you want the marriage to change. And can those things change? Yes, absolutely. That's not the topic of this video, but I assure you that anxiety, depression, stress, all of these things can easily be overcome with the right steps. And a lot of times, our wives or our partners will give us a lot of grace, and they'll give us a lot of room and space when we're going through these times of depression, because they love us and they realize that we're down, and that's just a part of life. We all go there. But after a certain period of time, the depression becomes what it actually is, which is negative and repelling to the person. And it is going to be very difficult, if not impossible, to restore a marriage to a loving, caring place where the negativity is in the relationship. We have to turn negativity the negativity into the positivity. Negativity destroys and repels. Positivity builds up and attracts. Now, step number three is to let go of all the labels that you have for your partner. Labels belong on tin cans, not people. Now, the number of times that men come into our program to work with us and they say, my wife has this disorder, she has that disorder, or completely undiagnosed, or coming from the man's mind, and maybe she has those, maybe she doesn't. But the reality is, it is not helpful at all to the relationship to put these negative labels on your wife, because it does two things. The first thing is it shifts the blame and the responsibility from yourself onto the other person. Now, personal responsibility breeds personal empowerment. Personal empowerment breeds positivity, and that's where we want to be. As long as you are saying that the reason the marriage is failing is because your wife is this, your wife is that, your wife has this disorder, she has that disorder, then that's a case of total personal disempowerment, and that is going to go nowhere. Personal empowerment breeds personal responsibility breeds personal empowerment, and that personal empowerment is the state that we need to be in to restore the relationship. If our wife is going through something genuinely, let's say she genuinely is going through bipolar disorder or narcissistic personality disorder, let's just assume for the sake of this video that that's the case, our role is not to make that the cause of the failure within the marriage. Our role is to love her through that and to continue to work on ourselves and to build ourselves to where we are stronger than the problem. Now, if you're having problems in your marriage right now, it's because the problems are bigger than you. Now, when I say men need to improve themselves and up-level themselves and move to version 2.0 to save the marriage, a lot of people don't like that. They're like, you're telling me I've got to improve. Well, if you don't like that, that's fine. Stay where you are and continue to live with the results that you're getting. I'm completely okay with that. But I'm talking to people that understand that in order for things to change, things have to change. And the reality of the situation right now is if your marriage is failing or it's in trouble, maybe that's a level 7 problem, right? Maybe your wife does have narcissistic personality disorder. That's a level 7 problem. The reason it's a problem in the marriage though is because you're a level 6 or a level 5 or a level 4 person. And I know that upsets some people, but that's just the reality of the situation. The size of the problem, the narcissistic personality, if that's what it is a level 7 problem. That's not gonna go away. What you have control over, the personal responsibility, the personal empowerment comes from the fact that you can go to a level 8 or a level 9 or a level 10 person. If this is a level 7 problem within the marriage, the solution is for you to go to a level 8 person. And if you just want to go, well, so it's for me to change and not her, you know, power to you again. But like, I don't think that's going to really work out. And it's not what we do here. We want to become bigger than the problem. We want to grow. Or we want to help you grow as a man to where no matter what problem comes along, you are bigger than that problem. If you're the type of man that wants to look at the problem and let that problem be the explanation and the excuse for the failure, then again, that's your choice and I support you in your decision. Which leads us to number 4, which is, do you want to be right or do you want to be married? Let's say that you've given your wife a label and it's an accurate label. It's a clinical diagnosis. It's legit. Well, fine. Do you want to be right about that now or do you want to be married? The solution is still to elevate yourself. If she has a clinical diagnosis and it's now you've got a piece of paper that says, yes, she is the problem within the relationship. Well, do you want to be right or do you want to be married? That's great, but the solution, it's still a level 7 problem and you're still at a level 6 yourself or a level 5. So if you want to solve that problem, even though it now has an official label, you have to elevate yourself still. And a lot of times, how many times have we chosen to be right, which has caused problems? How many times could we have just let something go and just said, it's fine, whatever, it doesn't matter, it's not important, we don't need to fight over this, I don't need to die on this hill, I don't need to be right. In fact, I would rather be married than be right. And every time that you start to feel the need to create a fight or you feel that emotion welling up, just ask yourself the question, do I want to die on this hill? Is this worth losing my marriage over? Is this topic worth losing my wife over? Do I want to be right or do I want to be married? And if you want to be married, again, you've got to take the high ground and you've got to elevate yourself to become bigger than the problem. The problem with a lot of men right now is that they can't elevate themselves above the emotion. The emotion is a level 7 problem and they're still at level 5 or level 4 or level 2. And it's not until that you develop the internal skills and the self-control and the mastery to where you can go, okay, there's a level 7 problem in front of me. I'm going to elevate myself to a level 8, level 9 man, that you become bigger than the problem. And now you don't have to be right anymore. You choose your wife over being right. You choose your marriage over being right. And you sacrifice being right. And you just go, I'm not going to die on this hill today. It's not worth it. I choose marriage. I choose love. I choose peace. And our final tip here is very simple, right? Just lighten up, just have fun. Like, life is short. We take things too seriously sometimes. We don't have to take everything so seriously. It's like, have that lighter mood, have that just lightness about you. How many, if we asked our wives to describe us in one word, what would that one word be? Would it be lighthearted? Well, I guess that's two words, or, you know, one sentence. If you asked your wife, describe me, sweetheart, describe me, wife, in one sentence or one word, what would it be? Is it, he's a positive man, he's a lighthearted man, he's a generous man, he's a kind man, or is it, he's a difficult man, he's kind of this, he's kind of that? How would you be described? And that's going to tell you a lot as to the condition and state of your marriage. Let's just lighten up a little bit. Let's just take life a little bit less seriously. Let's just take ourselves a little bit less seriously. Lighten up, get the positivity in there, and you will, I guarantee, see the changes within your marriage happen very, very, very quickly. Now, I know that stuff's not easy, which is why we help men through that process. And if you want to talk to us about how we can help you, there's a link in this description. Schedule a call with us. We'd love to talk to you and see if we can help you. If it's for you, great. If not, great. And if you're not interested in that, God bless you. I love you too. And we'll see you in the next video.